I'm Alex.
And I'm James.
And this is the news. On the 29th of June, it is Red Nose Day, aka Pajama Day for Ballard Primary. The Red Nose Appeal has been around for 20 years, and it's its 20th this year in 2007. Pajama Day is a normal school day, except you go to school in your pajamas. It is to raise money for the Red Nose Appeal. Now, back to the studio.
Hi, it's me again. Now I'm going to talk to you about the report. Each year, ballet students get a half year and an end of the year report. Each student get marks for their subjects, math, English, etc. The highest mark is A and the lowest mark is D. The average is a C. Now handing back to Alex.
This week, all students from their student-centred interview. You don't know what that is? Well, it's a parent-teacher interview, except the students do the teacher's job. None of the students are big fans of it, but you gotta do what you gotta do. First off, you start and talk about reading. Next, it is writing, then maths, and finally, deep knowledge unit. The interviews go for 15 minutes. Well, now handing back to Jane.
Thank you for listening to our show. We hope you join in next time on
The News.
Hey, I'm Steph, and welcome to the Sports Report. I'm here with Emily and Chantel. How are you guys?
Good.
Awesome. Firstly, I'll give you an update on the Senior Peer Foot Tipping Ladder. It's a tie for first place between Fraser and Luke, who are both on 56 points. Coming second is David on 53, and close behind, there is another tie for third place with Matt and Beth, who are both on 52 points. Who will win? Now I'll hand over to Chantel.
Thanks, Steph. Now I'll tell you the tennis news. Ramona, who is a pupil from Senior P, is in a tennis team which came third overall in a comp they played recently and did a brilliant job even though they won't be going to the next level. She played about 24 matches of tennis over a period of 4 days at Tarragon, 3.5 hours away. We're all impressed. I bet I couldn't even hold a tennis racket right. Now to Emily.
Thanks, Chantal. I will talk to you about hoops and basketball, which I was in. Miss Howard picked 4 teams, 2 unexperienced teams and 2 experienced. These teams went to the arena to play 4 games of basketball against each other's school's teams. Even though we didn't win many games, everyone had a fun day. Now to Chantel again, who had some horsey news.
Sarah has won the inter-school sports competition for dressage and show jumping, even though she fell off her. Her horse's name is Mighty Pants. She's an Australian riding pony, but also part thoroughbred. Thank you for listening to our segment.
See ya!
Welcome to Plays the Week, everybody. Hi, I'm Luke. Today we have gone all over the world to find these people. And they're the brave people in the world, so they should know the place. The contestants are Wayne!
Tar!
Mia!
Bonjour, that means hello!
And Emily.
Hi!
Now, to give the contestants a clue, the place is somewhere in the southeast part of the world, where there is a lot of volcanoes.
Also in this country, the favourite sport is rugby union. By the way, my name's David. They're mad about it. As a special fact, this place has a lot of sheep, and I mean a lot of sheep. No, seriously, folks, there is a massive amount of sheep in this country. Finally, a very hard one. All of the Lord of the Rings movies were filmed there. My precious.
Now, wait, what is the place? Scotland. Very close, but not right. So, sorry, see you again.
Now, Emily, what is the place?
Is it like America?
Well, that wasn't even close. Well, better luck next time. See you again.
Now, Emil, what is the place?
Would it be New Zealand?
New Zealand? That is right. You can now collect your prize, which is a lovely purple sheep straight from New Zealand.
Excuse me, why would I want a sheep?
Well,
it's especially purple. Isn't that your favourite colour?
Yes.
That is all, everyone. See you again on Plays of the Week. Goodbye.
Me and I will be hosting the tech show for this week.
We'll be talking to you about iPods. We use iPods for recording. We record our revelations and podcasts.
How to use them. Well, to turn them on, you can press any button. Then you have a menu, and you choose by moving your finger across the buttons lightly. And to get your choice of heading, then press the middle button.
Also, you can play games by going into extras, and you see all sorts of games. Some games are Brick, where you have to move a platform to any side and hit the ball so it hits the brick.
Music Quiz, which is where you guess what song it is in a limit of time.
Parachute is where you have to hit the people who are using parachutes that come out of the helicopters.
Solitaire is where you play solitaire, and if you don't know how to play, then don't play at all.
In different iPods, they can hold more songs than others. That's why most people get them. But anyway, you have a booklet, and you'll get used to them.
Thanks for listening to this week's TechSeg.
TechSeg, TechSeg, it's over. TechSeg, TechSeg, it's over.
Hi, welcome. We're on the lookout for the personality of the week. Hey, there's Miss Eddie.
That's right. Miss Eddie is our assistant principal at Bel Air and has recently visited the Big Apple.
What is the biggest difference between New York and Australia?
I think the biggest difference, I guess, is the number of people. New York is a state, but the city is New York, and the city of New York is made up of five boroughs. It's a bit like five suburbs, I guess, but huge. And just in those five boroughs of New York, there are 12 million people. More than half of the people who live in Australia would be living in these five suburbs of New York. And I think that's the biggest difference, is there are just so many people around. But one of the good things about that is that their transport system is amazing. With so many people, nobody could drive into Manhattan. Everyone who wanted to go there, if everyone did, there'd be no room to move because there'd be so many cars in Manhattan. Well, most people who work in Manhattan don't drive in there. So you see lots of taxis in New York, but you don't see as many cars, and people use the subways. And I think a long time ago the subways were pretty scary and sort of quite dangerous, but now they've sort of been cleaned up, and obviously I didn't have a car, so everywhere I went, so I had to go use the subway. So that was a terrific way of getting around. But that's the difference would be. The different way of living, with lots of people living in apartments, and the number of people there, as well as the people living there, but all the people who visit as well.
Why did you go to New York?
I went there to have a look at some schools in New York. I was working in two schools, one in the Bronx and one in Queens, which are the two of the boroughs of New York. One's at one end of New York and the other's at the other end. And I was working with teachers in the school, so not so much working with teaching children, but more teaching teachers about literacy in their schools. So it was an interesting job.
Are the schools and teachers different in the USA?
Well, the two schools that I worked in were very different from Bel Air. We've got one family here in our school where the children have dark coloured skin, who are from Sudan, I think they are originally. The students in both of the schools that I worked in were, well, mostly either Hispanic, so they came from Central America or South America, around the Caribbean area, or were African American students. So most of them were had black skin or darkish skin, and there were very few white children in the two schools that I worked in. So that was just a difference in, I guess, in cultures. If you looked at the schools themselves, our schools spread out nicely just on sort of on one story. They were different levels, but one story. And we've got really, if we've had a look around our two ovals and playground areas and netball courts and basketball courts, well, both of these schools had an area to play in probably as big as the Ashfield area where our basketball courts are. And one school was 1,500 kids and the other school was 1,200 kids. So there's not very much play area. One school had a little playground area that only the prep kids were allowed to play on. But really, the kids didn't go outside very much. They all had lunch at school that the school provided, so they would go down to their cafeteria at lunchtime and have the lunch that was provided for them. They could also come for breakfast as well. And they only had about 40 minutes for lunch, and half an hour of that would be having lunch, and then they would go out for a quick run around on the concrete for 10 minutes, and then they'd be back into their classroom. But the other thing that was different was both schools were five stories high. So one school had an elevator, which was lucky. The other school didn't. So one day I was working with a class and I was doing a demonstration lesson for a fifth grade class, and I was just getting started, and we were doing something pretty terrific, and all of a sudden there was the fire siren went off for a fire drill. So we had to quickly line up, just like we do here, but instead of just going straight onto the oval, we had to go down five flights of stairs, out into the playground, and out actually into the street. And then when the all clear was given and everyone had evacuated the building, we then all had to go back into the classroom and climb up five stories. And by the time I got back up to the fifth floor, I was a bit puffed out and it was a bit hard to teach after that. So it was a very different look to the school as well.
Thank you, Miss Betty, for being on our segment. Catch you next time on Personality of the Week.
I'm David.
And I'm Leo.
And we are here to do Sound of the Week. Leo and I have made a sound with something you might use every day in your office. After we let you hear it, we will ask three contestants here, one at a time, to guess what this sound might be.
Our contestants for today are Reese, Alex, and Ramona. So the sound for this week is... Now, Reese, what do you think the sound is?
Well, I think it is a stapler.
Okay, then. Alex, what do you think it is?
I think it's a ruler snapping on metal.
And Ramona?
Metal hitting a chair.
Now, Alex,
you were wrong, but very good try. Now, Ramona, you were also wrong, but very good try. So that leads us to Reese. You're correct. It is a staple.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, folks, for guessing what the sound of the week was and giving your best shot at it.
Welcome to Word of the Week.
Word of the Week is when we get three contestants to try and figure out what the word we have chosen means.
Our contestant today is... Reese.
Hi.
Alex.
Hi.
And Kira.
Hey.
The word we have chosen today is perambulate.
Okay, Kira, what do you think it is?
I think it is a check.
Okay, Alex, it's your turn.
I think it means walking.
Reese, what do you think it is?
I think it's dark sport.
Kira, your guess was wrong.
Reese, your guess was wrong.
Alex, your guess is right.
Perambulate means walking through or around an area. But in the dictionary, there is another word, perambulator, and it means a baby's pram.
And that's all we have today. See you next time on Word of the Week. Hello, and welcome to Creepy Facts. I'm Kira, and this is Sarah.
Hi. Now Kira will tell you how it works.
Today we'll be talking to you about some interesting facts about some world records.
The fastest time to eat 12 pieces of pizza is 2 minutes and 19.91 seconds by Tom Moores.
He did it on December the 2nd, 2006.
That's disgusting. I like pizza, but that is really disgusting. I wonder how fast you would eat hot pepperoni pizza. I'm really sure that would slow you down.
The longest pool toy that has ever been made was 1,709.34 metres in July 2001.
Wow, that's a really long pool toy. I wonder how long it would take you to make it.
The youngest artist is 2 years and 32 days. Her name is Phonix Perlo. Whoa, I'd want to see how she paints. It's probably way better than me.
Nah, you're really good at painting and art. I bet that when I was young, I couldn't even hold a paintbrush or a pencil. Finally, did you know that Ken Edwards ate 36 cockroaches on March the 5th, 2001?
Yuck, I probably couldn't even eat one.
Me neither.
That's all the facts for this week. We'll see you next time on Creepy Facts.
If you're interested in the information comes from www.guinnessworldrecords.com/. Bye! Thank you.
World Gem Show, and I'm Jared, and I'll be your host for today. The first caller is Mario from Italy. How are you going, Mario?
Good. Mario here. I got a joke for you. What did the llama say to the other llama?
What did he say?
Is your mama a llama?
The second caller is Steve from Australia.
Good eye. Why'd the koala fall out of the tree?
Why?
Because he was dead. Why'd the second koala fall out of the tree?
Why?
Because he was dead. Why'd the third koala fall out of the tree?
Why?
Because he joined in and he thought it was a game.
The third caller is Chris from Cuba. What is your joke, Chris?
Hello, Chris here. What language do they speak in Cuba?
Which language?
Cubic?
The next caller is Sean from Ireland. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Sean here. If Ireland sunk into the sea, which county wouldn't sink?
The big one.
Cork!
The next caller is Jin from Peking.
What would you call a fit in Peking?
What?
Chinese takeaway.
Next caller is Dennis from England.
What town in England make terrible sandwiches?
Liverpool?
Oldham.
The last caller is Willie from Scotland.
Hello, Willie here. What does Scotsman eat?
Well, they eat
tart and pie.
That's all for today, folks.